So you're running out of closet space. But the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Then Andre points to Whitney and he asks, is that lady a model? And Whitney's like, no, I'm an intern. And he's like, an intern? You should be a model. You're beautiful. You should be a model.
I am so happy that Adrian got this episode.
Me too. I could not do this.
Hey everyone, this is Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Adrian, Candace, and Liz, and I'm super excited to get into today's episode recap for season 2, episode 11 of The Hills, titled Everybody Falls, because it's one of the more like memorable moments of The Hills where Whitney falls on live TV in front of Andre Leon Talley. But before we get there, if you could do us a favor and please give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, write us a review. We would love it so much and would really help us out a lot. So don't forget to also follow us on Instagram to tell us what you think, because we pull stuff there when we like disagree on stuff on the episode. And we always laugh at how you guys like vote on these polls, because sometimes it's totally what we think and sometimes not at all. So please go ahead and follow us there. And yeah, let's get on to the episode. So on the previously on, Lauren says that Heidi reminded her of what a good friend she was when she threw her a surprise birthday party. And apparently Spencer was still pressuring Heidi to move in with him, which is ew. Okay, all sorts of ew. And Whitney was about to graduate college and was thinking about her future career in fashion, but the industry was obviously very difficult and had a lot of tough competition. And then we cut to Super Emily, the intern. And Whitney says that she really wants to move up at Teen Vogue, but the last step is always the hardest step, and Whitney was about to find out why.
And they show that great clip of Whitney looking bored at the photo shoot.
Yeah, with like her hoodie on.
Yeah. Then we cut to Lauren and Whitney in Lisa Love's office, and Lauren is in like a yellow top, and Whitney is in like a really pretty white floral like top with her hair like all silky and smooth. And oh my God, same as how Candace like freaking loves Lauren. I don't know what's wrong. Every time I watch this, I'm like, oh my God, I love Whitney so much. And I feel like why I like her so much on top of like how pretty she looks is like she's on the show, but she doesn't really want to be on the show. Mm-hmm. Like she's not clamoring to be at like every party that Lauren is like hosting or like every dinner that they're going to. She's just like, I'll join you guys if I'm free. And if not, I'm going to go hang with my own friends. Bye. And it doesn't make her a great reality star, but it does make her really like likable and appealing for the audience, I feel like.
Sure. I can buy that.
Like she's very normal.
Yeah, she's so unproblematic, I feel like.
Yeah, she's very not fame whore-y, which is what we have too much of on this show. So Lisa tells him that the Oscars is happening and Andre Leon Talley, the editor at large at Vogue, was coming to town for a segment on Good Morning America. They collected 30 dresses worn by famous actresses, and they'll be featuring them on the GMA segment. And then Lisa tells them that Emily the intern will be coming to town to model one of those dresses on the show.
So happy about it.
Oh my God, they could always like give Lauren the worst edit for stuff like this.
They look overjoyed that Emily the intern is coming back.
So you know how we said that MTV probably created the drama last time? But this episode, it didn't feel like it. Like, it feels like there was, like, maybe not, like, beef, but, like, a real dislike between them.
Between Emily the intern and Lauren and Whitney?
Maybe more Lauren and Whitney not liking Emily the intern. I think Emily the intern could give two shits about them.
No. Okay. I wrote something down for later, but we'll talk about it. But I think Lauren genuinely dislikes Emily the intern. And
yeah.
But I don't think Whitney gives a flying rat's ass, to be honest. But yeah, Lauren is definitely like ixnay on Emily the intern.
Definitely. And then Lisa dismisses them, and then Whitney's like, can we talk? And Lisa actually looks like genuinely surprised that Whitney's asking her to talk. And Whitney tells her that she's graduating school in May and that she wanted to get Lisa's advice on like what part of the fashion industry she should work in. And she says it's her dream to continue working for Lisa, but also Amy Astley. And Lisa says that there's an opportunity, like as a fashion contributor, there's an open role somewhere. But all the interns are going to be vying for the same job. Dun, dun, dun.
I wouldn't want to compete with Emily the intern.
Dude, I don't think Emily the intern would want this job.
Well, they made it seem like it.
But remember, she was also interning at Chanel?
Yeah.
Chanel, Teen Vogue.
Yeah. You're right. But in, like, the context of this show, I would not want to compete against Emily the intern either, so I get it.
I would say no, but don't you think Whitney's also like kind of the West Coast version of Emily the intern?
No.
I don't know. She's not as intense. And
Emily
like,
the intern has like three scary internships and school. Like, no, definitely not. I think she's like bottom tier Emily the intern.
No, oh my God. She's had so many internships too. Whitney, remember she worked at W?
Not at the same time, like Emily the intern.
Oh, okay, okay. She's not on a TV show either.
And I know you said Whitney looked really gorgeous in this scene, but of course I thought Lauren looked extra cute in her yellow top.
I liked her yellow top.
Yeah. No Flora love for Whitney?
You know, I rarely notice Whitney's outfits. Aww. And it's not because I don't like her. I just, her outfits are forgettable to me.
Again, so different. We always talk about it because in the scene I was like, yeah, Lauren. But I'm like, oh my God, Whitney.
That
but it's like
yellow
the opposite
didn't
for
pop
you guys.
On you?
I mean, I always like Lauren in color, but then once the camera panned to Whitney in that white top, I was like, damn, this is it. I forgot
so
all about
funny.
Lauren.
You guys are such Whitney stans, and it, like, makes me realize how much I don't pay attention to her.
I know. It's so funny.
And I, truthfully, I don't dislike her. I just – she doesn't draw my attention much, I guess, because I always – like, she is just the recap person and the, like, so how was your night person? So, like, I never really – she's, like, background noise. Unfortunately.
We'll poll it. Who catches your attention in this? Oh, I'll take like a little screenshot there. Then we cut to Spencer and Heidi at date night at Don Antonio's. And I laugh because there was a shot of the waiter bringing like a sizzling plate to the table. And Spencer was fist pumping because he was so excited about the food.
I know. And I'm like, the famous Don Antonio's that I really have to try because I'm obsessed with Mexican food.
We've got to go. We've got to go.
And the food was sizzling. That's always a good sign.
It is. Heidi says that she had fun at Lauren's birthday, and Spencer says it was ironic that he ended up making Lauren's birthday toast. And Heidi's like, yeah, what was that toast about? And he said, you think I was trying to be nice? I was trying to be mean. And Heidi shakes her head. And she tells him that if they're going to move in together, they've got to get serious. There can't be another playmate incident. And he says, you know how much I love you now compared to then? It's like from the earth to the moon. And Spencer asks, wait, do you not trust me? And Heidi's like, I don't even know what to say.
how much I love you now compared to how much I loved you then 5 minutes ago. Like, what?
So yeah, this whole like moving in together and like pressuring Heidi to say yes, I feel like it came out of nowhere, but it's like taken over like every single one of their storylines for the past few episodes.
Mm-hmm. It has.
It's kind of annoying because we already know what Heidi's going to do, and I feel like this is all acting.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm like, why would you even consider moving in with a guy if you're like, I don't know if I can trust you, like, still, you know, I don't know. There's, again, it's totally just like so many red flags and how she's acting.
Heidi told Sophia, I'm moving in with Spencer, and they were like, and she was like, okay, we'll talk about it on camera. Like, how are you feeling? Are you nervous? We playmates. Sorry, I was trying to sound like Sophia.
Your voice wasn't as like this enough to sound like her.
Playmates. Like, how are we feeling? How are we feeling? I know she does have a lot of vocal fry.
Lots of vocal fry.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think Heidi's mind was made up already for sure, but I just, I don't know. Just the pressure he's putting on her in like the worst ways possible is really hard to watch sometimes.
Oh, quick plug. If you don't know who we're talking about, Sophia Rossi is a producer on The Hills, and we interviewed her. So definitely check out our interview with her and hear the vocal fry for yourself. But no, really, she was really great to come on, and we had a good interview with her and learned a lot. So definitely take a look.
Yes.
But okay, the other reason why I think they've already made their mind up is like, it's weird how much Spencer's pressuring her, which is why I think they already know what's going to happen. And they're like, let's play it up. I'm going to be the asshole boyfriend. And you're going to be like, you know, still confused. Like, I think they were definitely doing that on purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too.
Then we cut to behind the scenes of Good Morning America. And we see tons of shoes, Whitney taking photos of looks. And then Lauren's like, we're Super Emily. And Lauren, okay, she looks beautiful in this, like, behind the scenes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. She's got on a ponytail, like, a little, like, metal, like, headband. I don't know how you describe it. Mm. And she just looks so freaking good.
I said, Lauren looking so chic, as usual, with her coffee. She brought coffee with her, and I was like, girl, you look like a CEO right now.
But then in walks Emily with the coolest black sunglasses. She's got like a white scarf over a very cute like white top, black skirt bottom. I was like, that's a fashion girly. Like, she looks.
So you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Really good. Lauren looked good as like a behind the scenes person, but Emily looked like a fashion person.
Lauren looks like a Laguna Beach girly playing dress up.
Yeah, Emily looked like she was from New York.
Yeah, exactly. They show a shot of Lauren looking surprised at Emily walking in, which is hilarious. And she tells Whitney, your competition has arrived. And then they go over to greet Emily, and then Lauren Howell, remember her? She's like the scary editor from a few episodes ago where she's like, Whitney, I need your help to pack up all this stuff. You have to stay. You cannot go. Well, she's back. And as she's like giving out like instructions, she calls on Lauren because she's like, Lauren, are you listening? And Lauren's like, yeah. Lauren Howell tells them that they need to get rid of the chaos before Andre Leon Talley arrives. And then we see Whitney and Emily talking about the iconic dresses, Gwyneth Paltrow's pink Oscar dress and Hilary Swank's blue dress. And Lauren asks Emily, what's up with Andre Leon Talley? And okay, terrible question to ask, don't you think?
Yes.
For a fashion girl, eh?
Yeah. Do your research, Lauren. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Have you watched like one episode of America's Next Top Model? Just one.
Seriously.
But this always surprises me about people because Lauren is a fashion girlie and doesn't know who Andre Leon Talley is. But then on America's Next Top Model, these girls are like, I want to be a supermodel. This is my dream. And they'll be like, name three designers. And it's blank. And it's the same thing with, I told you guys I've been watching the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader making the team show. They'll be like, who's our running quarterback? Nothing. Like, if it's your dream to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader and you don't even know who's on the team, or, like, it's your dream to be a supermodel and you don't even know, like, any designers.
I know. Okay. I agree because, like, you should know those things. But I also can see that, like, let's say you're a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Probably don't give a shit about football. I mean, some of them do, but like, you know, like their dream is to be in the cute little outfits and dance and like be in the field.
You have to know some knowledge of the actual football team that you're cheering for.
Some surface knowledge, you know?
Right. Like I would never show up to an interview and not know what the company is. Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
That's the scariest part. I feel like when you go for job interviews, it's like you almost have to do
research,
in-depth research on like what their values are, like who the CEO, like that's kind of basic knowledge, but like a lot of people go into interviews not knowing that stuff.
Well, I don't understand that because it's like, you also have to like, I guess some people just like want a job, any job, but like, I want a job that I like agree with.
Yes.
You know, like I don't want to work for just anyone. I'm also looking for me. Like, I want to know what your mission statement is. I want to know what your, you know, 5-year plan is. I want to know, like, I want to know that stuff. So I just think it's insane to me that Lauren calls herself a fashion girly and doesn't even know who Andre Leon Talley is.
I know. Or maybe she was more asking, like, what's the deal with him in New York?
Maybe.
Hopefully, like, that's more of what she's asking.
Me, personally, I want to be Andre Leon Talley.
Yeah.
He's perfection.
Emily tells her that he's the next big deal right next to Anna Wintour. And then Andre's just hilarious. He's like fabulous in this whole scene. I'm not going to do his voice justice at all, but he's like, oh, you look fabulous in that dress. I like that shoe. Oh, that's the heel.
It's so good.
And then he says out loud, he asks, where's the Manolo flat you just had? And our super intern, Lauren, she like runs and grabs the heels from the rack. And then he's like, oh, she's learning, this little intern. Oh, she's asserting herself. Assertiveness is where you get ahead in life. Oh, divine.
And Lauren is having like none of it. Like, she's so annoyed.
You think? I thought she was like smiling. Like, she was like,
it was like a
laughing along.
Entertaining you smile. Like, she was not
pleased.
I think she felt patronized. And I think I would have too, given the situation. But I may have also been like, whatever you say, Andre Leon Talley, because you're Andre Leon Talley.
See, I actually just wrote, I'm like, it does sound like condescending if like someone else were to say it. But I just think that like, because he's so gay and fabulous, it comes across just like funny. Like, it's like nice.
Yeah, I didn't take it as like a mean way. I think it was just having fun. Yeah.
And like, you giggle because his personality is so freaking big, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Then the models continue to try dresses and heels, and he's like, oh God, no, not those. And then Whitney suggests some Sue London flats. Don't know Sue London, the brand, do you guys?
Mm-mm.
Clearly not fashion girlies, all of us. And I put, Whitney's trying to assert herself here. Mm-hmm. And Andre points to Whitney and asks, is that lady a model?
Can you imagine Andre Leon Talley asking you if you are a model?
I would change my career like right away.
Like, I think I'd immediately quit.
Bye.
Like, I'd be like, I quit. I'm going to go be a model because Andre Leon Talley just told me I should.
And like, he's seen so many people. So if he were to say that to me, I'm like, oh my God, like he means it.
It's like Tyra Banks saying it to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, Whitney is freakishly tall. And skinny.
You make her sound like a giant.
No, but and skinny for like a normal lay person.
She's skinny and tall.
Yeah.
Like, naturally skinny and tall and gorgeous. She's got that gorgeous hair, that gorgeous face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Whitney has an unusual face, right? And that's what, like, modeling is. You have to just have something that's different.
You think she has an unusual face?
I don't think she's, like, classically pretty. I think she has – there's something different about her face, which is, like – I think she's pretty. I just don't think she's, like, boring pretty is what I'm saying. Like, I think there's something else in her features that makes her, like, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Lauren's pretty, but I don't – I wouldn't say she's a model.
But if Lauren were taller –
I still wouldn't.
I feel like it's Whitney's height that like does it.
I think her face is too plain.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like there's always, when you're looking at a model, there's always something interesting that makes you want to keep looking at them. That's why they're models.
And you think Whitney has that, but not Lauren?
Correct.
Mm.
Oh my God.
I'm surprised by that. Yeah.
I know. I'm shocked.
I love Lauren. Yeah. I think she's gorgeous and I love her style, but
we know.
I'm not going to talk about her the rest of the episode now. But yes, I love Lauren. But I don't think she could be a model.
Let it be known. Let it be known.
She's too short. And her face is too boring.
I do think Lauren has a really beautiful side profile. Every freaking time she like turns to the side, and I've taken so many like screenshots of her.
Yeah.
And just like the way her nose dips and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, she has the perfect side profile. I love it.
But all that being said, Lauren, I love you. And if you're listening, I don't mean it. You could be a model. I'm just kidding. I just love her and wouldn't want her to ever think I said anything bad about her.
Okay. Cut it out, Liz. Cut it out. I'm just kidding.
All of a sudden, I get a cease and desist from Lauren Conrad.
Yeah.
You would frame that, okay?
Yeah.
Wear it proud.
You're not wrong. I still want to frame the rejection letter from Kristen's PR.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Kristen is not available. Thanks.
Yeah. Then Andre points to Whitney and he asks, is that lady a model? And Whitney's like, no, I'm an intern. All cool. Like, she's so freaking cool in the scene. And he's like, an intern? You should be a model. You're beautiful. You should be a model. You never modeled before?
I love your Andre Leontali impression. I'm like,
yay.
It's amazing.
And Whitney says that people have said that she should model because of her height, but she's never modeled. And then he asks if she can try on a dress. And Lisa suggests, what about the Faye Dunaway white dress? And Andre's like, no.
Trying Faye Dunaway's white dress.
No.
No, definitely not.
Shut your mouth, Lisa. No. It's got to be the Sophia Loren dress. And then Whitney's like, oh my God. And then Andre's all, look how skinny her legs are. Oh, you missed your calling. I love that little blur. It's so good. Oh, you missed your calling.
Oh my goodness. No, you missed your calling.
And then Lisa tells him she hasn't got a job yet. She's graduating soon. And then all of a sudden he gets an idea and he's like, hey, you know what would look good? Hillary Swank's dress. She's got the look. He keeps doing this with his hands, like with the nose, the look, the television look.
I'm so happy that Adrian got this episode.
Me too. I could not do this. Yeah.
He's so fun.
Amazing.
And then we see shots so produced of Emily just like sighing away because supposedly she's annoyed that Whitney's getting the opportunity to model.
Well, of course she's annoyed that Whitney's getting the attention because she's Emily the intern.
Oh my gosh. But Whitney puts on the dress. She looks beautiful. And then Andre's like, you're going to be on the show, girl. And then Whitney's like, thank you. And then Emily the intern continues to sulk while Lauren tells her, you've been discovered. It's really cool to see Lauren genuinely like being excited for Whitney.
Yes.
I have that. Because there's no jealousy.
I would be freaking jealous, okay?
It's because Lauren has no want or desire to be a model.
Completely.
Yeah. She just,
but who doesn't?
Lauren Conrad, who wants to be in the fashion industry behind the scenes.
No, but like in this world, who doesn't? Like, I don't understand.
I don't want to be a model.
You wouldn't want this opportunity?
I mean.
Yeah, you would.
this opportunity in particular, yes.
Yeah, you would.
But I don't want to be
Liz,
a model.
You too.
I would do it for sure, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know, the Hillary Swank dress, yeah. I know.
So you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I would. It's always so funny because I feel like we love reality TV so much. And like, if someone were to ask you, would you go on reality TV? What would you guys say?
No.
I think it would depend on what it was, you know?
What?
I don't want to be produced. I don't think that I would come out in a good light. I don't think that I would look cute. No. Maybe if it was like a 6-month documentary thing for like MTV and it was just about like me like going for an internship or going for, you know, something that like is gonna end, but I would never do something that like is just my life for an indefinite amount of time.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not a show about your life, but I was more thinking like a just any sort of reality show. If someone was like, hey, like, would you like to get casted? They didn't tell you like what it was. And let's take like dating shows out of the equation because we're all happily like in a relationship. But just like, would you go on a reality show?
I think I would do a dating show though. Like if I was single.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caveat that last part.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was single, I would definitely, I would do a dating show just for funsies. Like that just sounds fun. Like if I'm the one everyone's dating, that sounds like fun.
No, you gotta go on first and then you win America's heart. Like,
yeah.
And then you become
I don't
solo.
Want it to put in that work. or I always used to be like, I if my friend was on reality TV, like if I was friends with Lauren, I would like make an appearance or two. But I would like not be like one of the main characters. Or like if one of my friends was on Teen Mom, I'd be like the friend they talk to about their shitty boyfriend on the couch.
Liz, what about you? What kind of show do you think that you would like go on or would like to go on?
I would do something like that too. Like I'm a side character, or I feel like I'd do like a competition show or something. Like I would try, you know, that would be fun. I feel like
Naked and Afraid.
Yes. You don't even win a prize for that. You just get like,
they just
like
do
bragging
it for, like,
rights.
The...
It's so stupid.
But you don't win anything.
No, you win nothing.
It's what the heck?
That they can do
Why would anyone do that to themselves?
Because they're survivalists and they want to see
crazy.
If they can do it.
I was gonna say, gosh, it was like 10 years ago now, but Kyle and I actually got approached by a reality show thing that was being filmed at Comic-Con like 10 years ago. It was before we had kids, and we were like in full, we were cosplaying as Bilbo Baggins and Frodo. And or not Bilbo, sorry, Frodo. We were Frodo and Sam, that was it, from Lord of the Rings. And they came up to us and they were like, oh, like, can we like interview you really fast for like this thing? Like it might be on TV. We're like, sure. And I don't remember what it was. But then afterwards they were like, oh, we're going to send this stuff to our like casting people. And if you're interested, we might pick you to like be on this. Like it was like a competition sort of, we don't even know what it was, but we were like, okay,
that's cool.
And so they sent us like all the paperwork and we filled everything out and then we just didn't hear back. So it was a bummer.
Oh no.
It was cool to like get approached like that, and they like interviewed us about our costumes and stuff. So I would do something like that. Yeah, that would be fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I would say yes. Okay. I always tell my boyfriend, I'm like, if we ever broke up, I would go on The Bachelor. because it's just so fun. Mm-hmm. I would be there to, like, genuinely find love. But also, if you don't, you meet so many, like, great girlfriends along the way. Like, there's lots of friendships. And, like, dude, it's a free vacation.
Lots of traveling.
Yeah. Why not?
Would you really want to date a guy that, like, seven other girls are dating, though?
Yeah.
Seven. There's, like, 15. Really?
Because if that's going to be my person, maybe that's just, like, how we're meant to meet.
Wow, you're a real romantic.
My friends all laugh at me because, like, they're like, you watched The Bachelor for the wrong reasons. I'm like, and now I don't like it anymore because everyone's on the show for fame, whereas I want people mm-hmm. to be, like, there for love. Yeah. But I've also auditioned for The Amazing Race here with my best friend Dina. And I've also auditioned for Big Brother, I think, like, once or twice.
That's cool.
But never heard back, but – and Big Brother Canada has been canceled. Sad life. There's, like, not enough people here watching.
Okay, but shout out to Adrian. Can I say this? Reality TV aside, Miss Voice Actress herself.
Yes.
Miss Adrian, we're so excited for her. Yes. She has her first voice acting role.
Whoop, whoop. In a short film that's going to be part of the Vancouver Asian Film Festival.
Oh, how cool.
So,
oh my god. I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to check that out.
I will tell you guys about it.
Yes.
But yes, tell us if you guys would be on reality TV if someone were to point blank ask you that question. And what show you would be on? Like a survival show, like Survivor or Naked and Afraid? or... about your life. We'll pull it.
Real quick. Do you know who was on Naked and Afraid? That, like, shocked me.
Macy
Bookout. Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
She didn't even last one day.
I saw the episode. I'm so mad. Her feet. You're not expecting that, though. Like, I totally don't blame her. But, yeah, she...
But what happened?
It was like she had never watched an episode of the show,
you
though.
You are naked, and the terrain is really rough, and it tore up her feet, and she just couldn't take it anymore.
She even, like, on Teen Mom was showing herself, like, making fires and stuff. I thought, yeah, I remember like
preparing
that.
For it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
that was so ridiculous.
And her partner was, like, so bummed out that she tapped out after day one.
One
no,
day.
No, lame. Okay. Let's keep going.
Okay.
And then suddenly we're in Brody's condo and Heidi is looking around for black pumps she has to find for work. Okay, Brody's condo, but like Spencer lives here, right? Yeah. Or like what's happening?
Okay, I thought that was weird too. I was like, why are they waking up at Brody's condo?
I think Spencer lived with Brody at the time and they just didn't like...
But why not call it Spencer and Brody's condo?
That's what I thought too. Yeah, I was very confused by that.
Spencer tells her that he doesn't feel bad that she can't find her shoes because if she lived here, then she wouldn't have to keep going back to get her stuff. And he tells her that when she's back from work, they have to talk because he's done doing the single in Hollywood thing and he's ready to get serious, which means moving in together. And Heidi says, I'm serious, but does that mean I have to move in with you? That's not fair. And he says, it's not about that. It's about making our relationship better. I don't want you living with Lauren. And Heidi tells him, okay, well, why don't you just decide my living arrangement and you can tell me later. And he's like, well, I already decided for you. And she tells him that it's a really big deal moving in together. And he says that it's fine if you don't want to. Just tell me. I'll get out.
Okay, dramatic.
Ugh. Mm. I can't with these two.
So no. Spencer's the most dramatic. He acts like a big baby. About everything.
The biggest baby.
He's like throwing a fit for not getting what he wants the second he asks for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he really like, I mean, we never truly find out because I truly don't think he had a job, but like really, what is he doing?
Yeah. What is he doing all day?
You know, like besides partying with Heidi and hanging out with her in the daytime.
Hoping to be on reality TV.
Yes. Yeah. True. And yeah, it's just so toxic to have your partner pressure you to move in after only being together for like what? Barely 6 months.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of scary.
That's insane.
Speaking of, I saw on Reddit today that Spencer is releasing a book soon.
Oh, I saw that too. And it was like called like The Man You Loved to Hate.
Yeah, like
I
Memoirs of a Villain called. Of a Reality TV Villain or something. Uh-huh. I'm like rolling my eyes and
kind
of
feel like
of
we
head.
Have to read it.
I think we should.
I'll listen to the audio
that.
Tape.
Yeah.
We should do like an episode or, you we know, should. Something talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't make that face.
Just sounds like a lot of wasted time. Anyway, I'll do it for the pod, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Then we're back at Good Morning America, and Whitney is getting glammed for TV, and they do a really pretty, like, side bun hairdo on her to go with her Hillary Swank dress, and she looks great. She walks to the top of the, like, red carpet set that they have, and Emily, the intern, is also there, and she's wearing this, like, dark purple, like, one-shoulder dress, and Lauren is backstage, but they, like, kind of set it up as if there's, like, producer, like, director chairs all around, so she's, like, watching her, and her and Whitney are exchanging looks, but it's like, you go, girl, like, you got this kind of thing, which I think is so cute. Then the segment starts, and Andre Leon Talley is introducing the ladies and the dresses they're wearing, and the four models start walking down the steps, and ooh, Whitney trips at the very last step. And she gets up, like, immediately and recovers, like, perfectly. And she's, like, very clearly just trying to, like, hold it together. But Andre continues his voiceover of the dresses. And then right after it ends, he tells her, oh, honey, it's fine. It's a great way to get your premiere. And Whitney's all like, oh, no, I didn't fall. Like, I just went to the side, just to the side. Like, that's just what she keeps saying. I didn't fall. I just went to the side. And sad music plays in the background, and Whitney runs off backstage, and she's, like, sad and upset, and Lauren comforts her. Whitney says she's embarrassed, and Emily also says that she looks great and that she did great, so.
Emily looked so happy when she fell, though.
I know, when the camera
pans. I know, I actually love.
She's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. She's like, yeah.
But let's start first. So what did you guys think about the dresses?
I mean, I loved the Hillary Swank dress. The rest of them were forgettable.
Liz, how about you?
Yeah, I liked the Hillary Swank dress. I wasn't crazy about the other ones. I really didn't like the one next to Whitney and Emily that was, like, see-through. I did not like that one, but I thought Whitney looked great. Yeah.
I wonder why they picked Emily, because, like, she's not very tall, is she?
I thought that was weird, too.
It was actress dresses, though, like, from the Oscars. So maybe it was, like, a shorter actress.
Maybe she who,
like,
just fit the dress,
or something. Yeah.
It was so sad seeing Whitney cry, though. I felt really bad for her.
I felt so bad with, like, how exciting it was, like, leading up to this and knowing what was about to happen. It was like, man, this moment was so, like, iconic watching it. But watching it back now, I'm like, I feel so awful for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos to her, because I think I literally would have died on the spot. Like, just killed
I would
over.
Definitely have, like, teared.
Yeah.
You know, like, trying to, like, hold it back. But she really didn't. Like, she saved it for after, which is amazing.
I know. And I feel bad because she obviously isn't used to stuff like that. So she wasn't able to fully, like, not show it on her face. But she was, like, definitely, like, that just happened.
Yeah.
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 And the camera stayed on her face too long, because if I was Good Morning America, I'd immediately be like, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just to save her some face. I don't know. But of course they, like, stayed in the moment.
No freaking wonder she didn't, like, continue to model, because what a, like, bad memory to have.
Yeah.
As your first time modeling.
And I love Andre Leon Talley immediately comforting her, like, it was fine. It was fine. Like,
it was so nice.
Like, you know what I mean? He's like, it was fine. Wait, what a way to start your career. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
That was very nice. Sweet, especially since, like, he was probably like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah. Then we get more niceness, because in the next scene, Lisa Love is talking to Whitney at Teen Vogue about what a great job she did on Good Morning America. And she says that it was hard, but what Whitney did was very impressive. It was very endearing, her fall. Amy Astley wrote her a note, and it said, "Dear Whitney, even Naomi Campbell has taken a tumble on the runway, so that puts you in great company." And that's so freaking nice, you guys. Like, it's so nice for them to take, like, 10 seconds to write Whitney a note, but, like, it means so much to her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Lisa even said that Anna Wintour called her to tell her that Whitney did a great job, which is
sweet.
Anna Wintour knows who I am. Like, that's crazy.
Yes.
Can I get a ticket to the Met?
I know.
Yeah.
Lisa says that Whitney recovered really well and was very dignified. And Whitney says, "I'm glad. I just didn't want to disappoint you." And then Lisa tells her that Whitney's next step is to fly to New York and meet with Amy Astley about the job for for the fashion contributor role. And Whitney thanks her and says that she's honored to have the opportunity. And Lisa says that she's really great and she wants to keep Whitney in the family, which is so freaking nice. I feel like everything's going right for Whitney. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll fall 10 times just to get this opportunity. Why not? Then Lauren, Whitney, and Audrina are at a cafe debriefing Good Morning America and about Whitney's opportunity to go to New York. And Whitney says it just keeps playing in her head how she tripped on that last step. She says it was just embarrassing and she held it together on camera, but she cried after that. Then Lauren, who's being like so unhelpful with this comment, she's like, I thought it was going to be a domino effect where Whitney fell and then she take down the rest of the models. Come on, Lauren. Come on.
Yeah.
Then they ask what the New York job is, and she tells them it's a fashion contributor role, and she'd basically be head of all the interns. And Lauren's like, what? You didn't tell me that, but I'd way rather have you get the job than Emily. Lauren says, I would quit if Emily got the job. So that's what made me wonder if Emily was actually, like, horrible in real life, because Lauren's, like, not a big fan.
Yeah. I think that she's – Emily follows the rules, and – Lauren knows she could get away with more with Whitney.
Well, Lauren tells Whitney that, you know, you have to get the job, right? And then they all exchange like worried looks. Then we cut to another iconic scene of The Hills, and it's Heidi at Bolt's house, and she's getting a phone call from Spencer. I don't know if Heidi does anything at work anymore besides call and talk to Spencer while she's at Bolt's house. So what else would she be doing in this scene? Heidi meets him in the alley and she gets into his car.
The back alley at Bolt House strikes again.
There it is. And she asks him, what's wrong? And he says, you tell me what's wrong. She says, nothing. He says, I disagree. Then Spencer says he has an unresolved living situation with his girlfriend. And Heidi looks like genuinely exhausted by Spencer. Mm-hmm. And he says that he's over her not being ready to go to the next level of the relationship. And she says she's got other things. And he's like, stop saying other things. It's Lauren. Just say Lauren. She's like, no, it's not just Lauren. Then she starts getting mad and she asks, why are you pressuring me now? What is it with this big moment? He says, I just want to move on with my life. And she's like, can't you wait a couple months? Like, everybody's pulling at me, for God's sake. Let me relax for a moment. And she says, I don't know what you want me to do. And he's like, yeah, you do. You want me to move in with you. And then she's like, yeah, but what about the repercussions for the rest of my life? My friends, my work, my family. And he keeps like honing in on the fact that she only has one friend, which is like mean and also like weird. Like, what is this with his obsession with Lauren? And she continues to say that she doesn't understand why he has to move in with her now. Why can't he wait? And he's like, I've been waiting. It's been a month, you guys.
A month.
I can't. I really can't.
I know.
A month. And so Heidi starts questioning if this is his way out of the relationship. And she says, if you want to be single, you want to run around with all these girls, just tell me. And he's like, well, if I wanted to run around with all these girls, why would I try to get you to move in with me? It doesn't make sense. And then she tells him, no, she's not moving in with him. And then he says, sweet, my answer is get out of my car. And then she gets out, slams the door. She says, stupid car. And then she stands there mad as he drives off. Okay, I know we've talked about the scene like many times because, again, it's an iconic scene. Mm-hmm. But they've like revealed that they've had to redo the scene a bunch of times with Spencer like driving off in one direction, her slamming the door multiple times, him like backing out or like driving again. So it's a staged scene. Mm-hmm. But Heidi usually sucks at acting, but this scene actually looked pretty real. Like, I was surprised by that.
I was just way annoyed at the sweet, my answer is get out of my car. I know.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, it would be so over just based on that sentence.
Yeah, well, and he's basically giving her an ultimatum of move in with me or we break up. So why would you want to be with somebody who's going to do that to you?
He's also kind of calling her a loser or like someone with no backbone because he's like, you only got one friend and like, why you got to follow this friend, you know?
Spencer Pratt, I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, it's like people are always like, rewatch the show. You'll see different. No. No.
How?
It's the same. And I feel like it's always going to be the same.
But it's different if they actually, like, if he's playing it up, which I think he is.
Do we know, like, I didn't know that about the scene doing it a bunch of times. Did they do, like, the conversation over and over again? Or was it just them, him, like, driving off?
I think they, like, filmed the conversation, too. Like,
okay. That's crazy.
See, that's why I'm like, it's not real. Like, what we're watching right. between them, they've, like, talked about it, and they're mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna, like, go really far, and you have to also be, like, passionate about being, like, mad. And so, like, it's just yeah. not real what we're watching.
Right.
So it makes it hard to judge.
I want to see all of the other versions of this conversation that didn't make the cut. Like, how similar were all of these, you know?
Yeah.
The cutting room floor at MTV is... I need it. I need the cutting room floor.
Seriously.
But that was the end of the episode. What did you guys think about it?
It was filler for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I had high expectations for this one just because of the Whitney stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite episode.
I'm just over Heidi and Spencer. And I know I have so much more of them to go, but I'm just over so it. Much.
Isn't it funny, yeah. though, that, like, it's filler because, yeah, it's, like, slowly moving the Spencer and Heidi thing along. But, like, we got two iconic and memorable scenes from this episode.
Mm-hmm.
The fall and the car slam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, interesting stuff. How about favorite outfits?
So, obviously the Hillary Swank dress, right? It was gorgeous. But also Lauren's yellow top from the beginning.
Ooh.
I like Lauren's outfit getting ready at Good Morning America. I mostly liked her hair. Her hair and the headband was so cute.
Yeah. I put Lauren's, like, backstage outfit, too. And then Emily the intern's coming in outfit, and Whitney mm-hmm. in her dress. How about iconic moments?
I said just how excited that Lauren was for Whit. Like, I just liked their mm. friendship is so genuine. That's cute. And sweet, yeah. and it was nice to see.
Yeah, I don't know. All of the Good Morning America stuff for me, just, like, all of it as a whole, I think is great still.
It's true. Yeah. And, yeah, love... love Whitney's fall. I mean, and Andre Leon Talley just being fabulous yeah. and the backyard bolt house get out of my car moment.
Mm-hmm. That darn it's back alley.
But thank you guys for tuning in. We are going to talk about, oh my gosh, it's the season finale, isn't it?
Sure is.
Oh, okay. Tune in next week to listen to us recap season 2 finale for The Hills. Okay, bye y'all. Yeah, catch you next bye. Time. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. This is Adrian, Candace, and Liz at Millennial TV signing out. Oh, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and leave us a comment or a review. We've recapped 3 seasons of Laguna Beach and season 1 of The Hills, so there's lots for you to catch up on if you are just finding us now. Love on us, give us constructive feedback. We would so love it. Alrighty, love you. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.